particularly now in the last couple of weeks or so, last couple of months, there's been a lot of bus and everything in the Fulcarra area and with the water, and it's really just disrupting the businesses, just playing havoc on their livelihood. So the purpose of the meeting is to try and get all the business people, the local community, the whole Clonmany area from as far away, just outside Clonmany, even from Rafani on over, which is affected as well, right into Godahark, outside Godahark, my road, those areas, Mean Lara, that are affected also by the shortages of water and bus pipes, and trying to get everybody together, and we're trying to get as much push on as possible to show, basically, if you like, show a force to Irish water that we're not going to stand, for what's going on. It's not fair. People are suffering. People are going without water. Elderly people with medical needs. For example, at the weekend, there was people at the weekend saying, these are without water. That's unacceptable. And some of those people as well had medical needs. And if you have medical needs, even without medical needs, water is essential. You know, young babies, one thing and another, newly born children, there's so many things. But what the whole thing is happening at the moment. So really, the purpose of the meeting is to get people together, see what we can do, get something sorted with Irish Water if possible. I'm aware of the fact that Irish Water are scheduled for a meeting with the council next week and Wednesday. We welcome that fact. We hope something positive will come to that. But at the moment, this is what we are trying to do ourselves in the ground. We've invited Irish Water to come along. We've invited Donegal Council to come along to our meeting tomorrow night. At the moment now, both have declined, or at the moment, they're not in a position to come along. So at the moment, that's where we're at the moment. I'll see what happens tomorrow night now, and we just ask everybody to please come along, show as much support as possible, come into the hall, tell us your concerns, tell us what's going on for you, because the people out there need to know what's going on. The general public need to know. There's stuff going on, like when the water goes off, the washing machines are getting destroyed, the showers are getting destroyed, on top of the everything else disruption is causing. We need the public need to be aware of that. Irish Water need to be aware of that, because unless we put a push on, Catherine, nothing is going to change here, to be quite honest with you.
Irish Water do have plans to upgrade the pipe network in October. Realistically, their last form of communication has stated that remains unchanged. Is it hoped maybe that this public meeting will create that push to maybe get that project fast-tracked?
Well, there's two aspects to that. One, obviously the main one is to get it fast-tracked. Of course, we want to get it fast-tracked as soon as possible. We can get it tomorrow, all the better. But as well as getting it fast-tracked, we need to get clarity as well on what has been actually changed, what is going to be changed in the thing in October and the contract in October. We need to see exactly, is all the areas affected is that going to cover all the areas, or is it just going to cover a particular stretch? I have reason to believe it's only covering a particular stretch, and that's not sufficient to cover the problems. We need all the areas, we need all the affected stretches covered. And then when we get that done, then hopefully then we're in a more suitable position then that the upgrade is actually taking effect. Now, I'm fully aware of regardless of what they're doing in October, Catherine, to be quite honest, it's not going to sort out every problem, but at least if it goes a huge part of the way to get a lot of the problems addressed at the moment, that will be a big thing. And the reason I say that is we need to see clarity on what exactly are they going to do. That was the whole purpose of inviting Donegal County Council along, inviting Irish Water along, to show clarity on what is actually happening in October. And if they're able to fast-track it before October, all the better, because, look, if it's not fast-tracked before October, what I can see happening, businesses in Fulcarra are going to suffer more, and that's going to cause major problems. And as well as that, it's not helpful either with the tourists coming as well. I work in the neighbouring town, Dunfanaghy, in the shop down there, and I'm hearing it from them saying, this is terrible. It's really showing a bad reflection on Fulcarra and the businesses.